is the Tom Likas Show.
It's not so bad with the shaking of the tukas.
Now, from the new normal studios in Burbank.
I'm ready for sex.
Tom Likas. Thank you for tuning in to the Tom Likas Show. This is where you hear us live, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Pacific time, 6 p.m. Eastern time. 24-7 at tom.show. You can hear us on our free app. Get it at the App Store. Get it at Google Play. Or get it at tomeverywhere.com. That's tomeverywhere.com. Thank you for tuning in. Thanks for being part of the program. We appreciate it. Here we are together again, you and me, a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. And coming into the studio right now, here he is. He is family law attorney Adam Sachs. Welcome, Adam.
Hey, Tom. Good evening to you.
What's going on?
I have been looking forward to the show so much, Tom. And as much as I would love to argue with you about Hillary and Trump, we got to talk about Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
We do. I was not even going to ask you specifically because I knew you had something to say.
Oh, yes, I do.
Yep.
Now, Tom, this is all my opinion. These are famous people, and I am speaking about them without malice, and these are my theories, Tom, okay? I don't have anything, you know, like inside track or anything like that. But I have to tell you, it is not just a celebrity gossip thing. These are some really important issues that we have to think about and that affect not only them but regular people. As a small example, I've always said to the guys that it's very important to get a jump on your case and file first. And as we know, Brad Pitt did not file first. He was doing what guys do, hoping for the best. Apparently, he had made comments that Angie and I are friends and we're going to solve it like adults. And of course, that's not going to happen. But, you know, Tom, this is one of the great moments where I think you really outlined this a long time ago. And I'm going to tell you how, and I bet you're even going to be surprised by what I'm going to tell you now. But this is straight out of the Tom Likas advice pile.
All right.
So I've been around doing this a while. I think that I have seen it all. And there are a lot of guys that get screwed because their wife has an affair. She does it with the gardener or with their best friend or with a stranger. I've had a number of guys whose wives ended up having a lesbian affair with the girlfriend or the yoga teacher or something like that. And, you know, you can worry about all these things. You don't know what's going to happen. People have all kinds of crazy experiences in life. But one thing that is certain to happen, if you have a long relationship with a woman and you start getting older, or if she's older to start with, and this is an absolute lock, is that she is going to go into menopause. Now, Tom, you had said some years ago, I remember this advice very specifically, that you never want to date a woman who's too old because this is going to be a nightmare, you know, her going into menopause, and you don't want to know about this. Now, I know it sounds crazy, but I first heard about menopause when I was a kid. It was on All in the Family, and it happened to Edith Bunker. And Archie called it mental pause. I remember that was really funny. And
yes.
I think I asked my mother or whatever what the hell that meant because I didn't know a thing about it when I was, you know, 7 years old or whatever it was. But, you know, menopause is something that happens to all women. It's when they, you know, stop being fertile and they, you know, start having this change of life or whatever. And, you know, it's something that we don't hear a lot about. We know that it's a difficult experience for a lot of women. Women have, we've heard, you know, hot flashes or whatever. But actually, it's a lot worse than that. Now, we all heard the story that Angelina Jolie found out, apparently, that genetically she has a predisposition towards cancer because she has a very unique gene. And apparently her mother and her grandmother also had this gene. She got it from them. And both of them died of breast cancer. And so we heard, this was publicized, that somewhere along the line a few years ago, she had a double mastectomy, which means that even though they were perfectly healthy and had no signs of cancer, She had both of her breasts removed because she had this gene which predisposed her to cancer. And this is done as a preventative measure. And then she immediately had another several surgeries to have, like, kind of a normal-looking breasts and whatnot. And that apparently was very successful. And they talk about, I remember reading how Brad and her became super close over this, and he supported her, and they went through all these things together. And then, a little less well-known, is that about a year after that, she had her ovaries removed, okay? Now, this is the source of women's sex hormones, and it's essentially the same as what they call castration of a man. This is female castration. Now, this was done also as a preventative measure, again, because of the whole cancer thing that she's inclined towards. But what people don't understand is that if you do that to a woman, and in this case, she was about 41, instead of a woman who gradually goes into menopause over the course of several months or years, usually in the late 40s.
Happens immediately, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. That's right. It's immediate and dramatic, okay? She would immediately become very emotionally crazy, unstable, depressed, insomnia. The whole entire systems of your body start shutting down. You have mood swings, migraine headaches, thinning of the hair, loss of collagen in the skin, a breakdown of the bones. You know how, like, old ladies end up getting, like, hip problems, hip replacements and all these things?
Osteoporosis.
Right,
yes.
Exactly. So this would have happened to her, and instead of it being over the course of time...
And that dries up the old cooch, Adam. Don't forget that.
Oh, absolutely. By the way, that's absolutely right. It causes a thinning and of the vaginal walls, and the lubrication is gone. And more than just that, Tom, you know, it actually causes a lack of interest in sex. I mean, if a woman has no estrogen and no testosterone, which women have in differing quantities, if she has no ovaries producing those hormones, then, you know, whatever the story is, aside from migraines and thinning hair and brittle bones and anxiety and mood swings and blood pressure problems, the list goes on, she's also going to have absolutely no libido whatsoever, okay? Now, I want you to imagine that you have Brad Pitt, who's worth hundreds of millions of dollars. He's considered one of the most gorgeous men in the whole world. He goes out and he has women throwing themselves at him. He stars in movies with very famous actresses. They do sex scenes. Everyone's all over this guy. And he goes home to his wife, and she is absolutely out of her mind crazy. Jolie was actually recognized as crazy kind of in the first place, very high strung. Now she's got this whole thing going on with, you know, this instant dramatic menopause, female castration having happened to her, and plus no interest whatsoever in sex. I'm sorry to tell you guys, but this is the reason, in my opinion.
Let's just point out, you are speculating. We don't know that.
Tom, I said it right at the beginning.
I know, but for anyone who's tuning in, this is Adam's opinion.
That's my opinion, okay? Whatever you've heard on the gossip columns of the reasons that they got divorced is a bunch of crap. This is the reason they're getting divorced, okay, in my opinion. Now, there are also very interesting elements that guys have to recognize, okay? She became this UN ambassador, and she was taking the kids and herself to war zones. She took them to Iraq. She took them to Syria, which is in the middle of a civil war. Now, she, as we've said in a lot of the cases that I do, she's accusing Brad of being abusive to the kids and having a fight with the, one of the sons, actually. And in fact, apparently it happened on a plane. And so the FBI is involved. And there's also an investigation by the DCFS, which is the Department of Children and Family Services, of Los Angeles, that I've dealt with a lot, very tough agency, that it looks to issues of child abuse. And she has apparently, and this is classic, claimed the kids. She changed all of her phone contacts. She blocks Brad's numbers. She got herself a bodyguard to keep him away from them. And apparently they're living in Malibu, and she will not let him have any access to the children whatsoever. Okay? It is very common that women will do this. They will claim the kids. They say they're my kids. They're not his kids. And cut the husband off, cut the father off completely. Okay? But the question you might ask yourself is, isn't she the abusive parent? I mean, what does it mean to take your children to a war zone? I mean, isn't that bad judgment? Seriously, Tom, think about that.
Well, I would say so. You know, it's one thing if you want to risk your own life.
Yeah.
Go right ahead. But to take the kids with you, that's crazy.
If I took one of my kids, you know, whatever, when they were younger, to Syria in the middle of a civil war, I don't care how many bodyguards you have or how secure it's supposed to be, that is a very extreme sort of thing to do. And that, I think, is very, very bizarre. The takeaway also from this, which I mentioned, and this is really, really crucial, I think, guys, you have to really think carefully. It's funny that we get married today in our 20s, you know, and in our early 20s. You know, if you look at the lifespans that people have today, even, you know, with obesity and all the other issues, smoking, whatever, you know, people fairly normally live to be in their 70s and in their 80s and even their 90s. Do you really think that you're going to tough it out with a woman for 70 years or 60 years? There is no way that that's going to happen. And if you are with a woman long enough that you're dealing with her insanity of menopause, which goes on for years and years and years, you are out of your mind, okay? Life is short, all right? If you're a good-looking guy, if you've got anything going for you, your 40s and your 50s are going to be a time that you've got women all around you that are ready to fuck, okay? This is not going to be like junior high school, okay? This is going to be a place where you're fairly established in your life. You're doing your thing. If you're single, you're attractive at all, you are going to have choices among women. And to be locked up in a marriage with a woman who hates your guts, who doesn't want to have sex with you, even if she wants to be with you and she likes you and you're getting along, she doesn't want to have sex because her hormones are all screwed up because of menopause. And this is not something that happens to a woman for a couple of days. This is going to be something that goes on as a process for years and years. And women sometimes take hormone replacement. They do all kinds of things. They end up getting crazier and crazier. And, you know, the lesson that I got from you, Tom, and this is something you talked about on the show years ago, is why do you want to have to know anything about this? Why do you want to deal with this? This is something absolutely best avoided, right? God help
us. Absolutely.
Thank you.
I know. By the way, I have a list. I want no part of this. Then a pause. No interest. I want no part of mental illness of any kind.
Well, menopause is mental illness, Tom.
Well, it pretty much is. But when I'm talking about other kinds of mental illness, if you are bipolar, if you are schizophrenic, if you are agoraphobic, boo-hoo, sorry for you, but I don't want to deal with your problems. Your problems are not going to be my problems.
The thing is, Tom, there are some women who are going to have anxiety or mood disorders, like you're saying. But we can say with 100% certainty that menopause is going to happen to all women, okay? And this is going to be guaranteed to cause mood disorders, okay? So even if you're with a woman who's fairly stable and you have this pretty loving wife who does care for you, which is, I think, already less than 10% of all marriages, she's still going to go out of her mind when she goes through menopause, and she's still going to have mood disorders, and she's going to have to take pills and anti-anxiety and all this other stuff. And this is something that you're going to have to deal with for years and years when you could be getting laid all the time on your own. Okay? You know, if life is short and your opportunities in life to have fun and to feel good are limited, and you're just in your 40s or your 50s, you still got a lot of good years ahead of you, why throw them away? And this, I believe, is very, very indicated by this story. And they talk about them as this Hollywood power couple. They owned houses all over the world. They were flying around on jet planes. I mean, you know, we're saying, like, no matter how rich or whatever, women are never happy. Here she's married to a guy who has money, power, and fame, and it's still not enough. And when they split, they can't do it like adults. She still has to be spiteful. She's still doing this thing that Amber Heard did, claiming all these issues of violence and domestic violence and against the children, and humiliating the guy who has an international reputation, which is now going to be made dirty by all of this. Okay? And he, like I said, sat on his laurels, didn't file, let her do it, let her get the narrative. Now she's already 98% of the way there. He is behind the eight ball. He's finally hired a lawyer now, someone very competent. But the reality is that he's going to be playing catch-up for the next 6 months. And you have to understand, when you are a man and you go into court, the judge doesn't know who you are. He doesn't know what to think of you. The first thing the judge sees at the top of the case file is domestic violence, that you're accused, that you hurt the children, that you're a danger to the family. And she's going to write these very hysterical, breathless declarations about how petrified she is of you and all these things you've done. And it's going to make you paint it in the worst possible light. And that is going to be a cloud over all the rest of the case. And so instead of you getting custody or getting joint custody where you're doing half time, you know, with each parent, the judge is already looking at you like you're the biggest piece of crap that ever lived, and they're going to do you a big favor letting you see your kids with someone watching, which is called monitored visitation. You have less visitation. You're not going to get to know your kids. They're going to be angry at you because their mother told them all kinds of things. And on top of it, it's going to increase the amount of child support you pay because the calculation of child support involves the amount of time that you spend with the kids. And if you're only with them 10% of the time, then the mother's going to get a lot more support. Now, you might say that, you know, this couple is very rich, so who cares? But believe me, if it happens to you, you're not going to feel good about it. And this is something that's tragic. Now, she's holed up with the kids until they go to court. He can't see them. She's being completely insane and unreasonable. And this is something that happens all the time. It's considered totally okay. And when the kids say, "Where's Dad?" what do you think she's telling them? You know, I've seen many cases where the mother is telling the kids, "Your father doesn't love you anymore. Your father abandoned us. Your father's a jerk. Your father's with another woman. He's cheating on us." And the mother doesn't say, "He's cheating on me." She says, "He's cheating on all of us," like making the kids part of her team and bringing them into her side when the kids are supposed to be left out of it and they're supposed to be neutral and not supposed to know what's going on between the parents. A lot of mothers get the kids and they get them to try to, you know, choose between the parents. And of course they want them to choose, you know, her, the mother, and say, "Look what your father did. Look how he hurt us. Think of all the things he did to hurt you. What kind of person he is, et cetera, et cetera." You know, I was talking to a woman the other day in court, just random. Some woman grabbed my arm and asked me a few questions because, you know, I was wearing my suit, so she knew I was a lawyer. And it's just the natural thing. She goes, "Oh, my ex-husband's a psychopath. I don't want him to ever see the kids. He's a maniac. He's abusive and dangerous." And it's almost like they all get it in the same place. It's like this script that they all have. And here, because the woman files first and the guy's, you know, hesitating, she gets to grab the narrative. She gets to write it all down. Now, I also have to talk about the DCFS, which is the Department of Child and Family Services. Now, this is child abuse. To get them involved in your life is a whole different nightmare. That's actually in L.A. County and a lot of other counties. You know, they have their own separate court, and this is a whole different set of rules. And this ends up being something where your children are teetering on being taken away from you and your ex and being put into foster care, which is a whole different kind of nightmare. And when I go to court with people that are there, they can't even believe it. And they say, "How did this happen?" Because, you know, from their point of view, the things that they did usually aren't that dramatic. You know, you kind of figure if a kid is being burned by his parents with cigarettes, or, you know, parents are having sex with their kids, that those are the ones that end up in these, you know, special courts with special situations. But the truth is that nowadays there's a lot of hypersensitivity, there's a lot of concern, and there's a lot of things that are ambiguous where, you know, the mother says, you know, you push the kid or you hit the kid and discipline the kid. And the question is, you know, was the discipline excessive? If you push the kid, how hard did you push him? You know, there's all these things like we're talking about taking the kids to Syria. There's a whole thing going on now. And this is also in the Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie story, which is that they have a child, apparently, who is not the right sex. And this is something that's happening, you know, all over the world, where you have a child that thinks it's the, you know, in the wrong body or whatever, and you start doing a transition of that child, you know, to the other sex when they're 12 or 13 or whatever. I mean, is that the right thing to do, or is that child abuse? I've seen parents get in fights about that, where the father says, you know, giving the kid hormones or whatever at, you know, at 10 years old is child abuse. And maybe it is. It's hard to know. These are crazy things that happen, but you see how quickly this gets out of control. And as far as it goes with menopause, I mean, this is, you know, not just something you're reading about. It's not just some BS story. This is real. And if you're with a woman long term and she's in her 30s and then her 40s, you know, post childbearing or whatever, this is going to be something that's going to happen. And when you talk about this cancer treatment or the removal of the ovaries, it's happening faster. You know, there are women that get menopause early, but this is going to be quick and really early. And this is something that is going to change the relationship. You know, a lot of guys tell me that they don't recognize their wife. They say, you know, when I think of how she was when we got together when we were 30, and now they're, I don't know, 45 or whatever. And he goes, I can't recognize her. She's a completely different person. She's so angry, and she's so disappointed in everything, and she's depressed, and she's moody, and she's anxious. And it's like, you know, women's hormones are all over the place. You know, it's very, very common for guys to get into serious conflict with women when the woman's pregnant. And this is a classic thing. And the classic case of guys calling me and telling me that they've broken up and the woman won't let them see the kid and the kid is only about a month or two old. Because women go through unbelievable hormonal changes, you know, pre-pregnancy, during the whole thing, and then the birth, and then post-pregnancy. There's postpartum depression, there's all kinds of mood swings, there's all kinds of sexual changes or whatever. And a woman is subject to all of these things, and even if she's, you know, relatively okay, the chance of her becoming unstable and being angry at you and going through all kinds of crazy emotional shit is 100%. It's definitely going to happen. And it's almost a question of the opposite. Like, we have to ask yourself, is your relationship with her strong enough to withstand all these things? Now, we live in a society that's not like the old society. You know, when you were, in my mind anyway, like, let's say a Catholic, and this is, you know, hundreds of years ago, you got married, it was ordained by God, and a woman believed that, you know? And so when she was, you know, let's say pregnant, or she was angry at you, and she wanted to leave you, you know, there was no way to do it. And in a way, that was maybe good, because she was like, in her own mind, you know, this is my husband and I'm stuck with him or whatever. And that kind of took her angry feelings and sort of blunted them. Today, women are being told everywhere in the media, by her friends, by her mother, by Facebook, she's got guys hitting on her all the time, that there's, you know, so many different possibilities. And if you're with this guy and, you know, he's not treating you good and you're not happy, then get rid of him. Get rid of that zero and get yourself a hero, you know? And it's absolutely the same kind of thinking. You know, it's amazing if you think about this also. You know, Brad and Angelina have 6 children. That's a lot. You know, I mean, sometimes when people have one child or whatever, you have 6 children, you know, throwing away that kind of a family, getting a divorce, that's really a big deal. And this is something that you can see that, you know, they're absolutely willing to do. And you see how the man and the woman react to it so differently, where Brad was apparently saying, let's do this like adults, we'll remain friends, everything will be okay. And I talk to so many guys who call me and I tell them, we've got to start dealing with it. They tell me, no, everything's okay, we're going to remain friends, we're doing this platonically. And that is absolutely nonsense. They say they're going to have an amicable divorce. Nonsense. Because one way or another, the woman always feels betrayed. She feels she's been lied to. She's been tricked. You stole my youth. Go down the list, okay? And then they immediately go into this bunker thing. They go see a lawyer. The lawyer tells them, cut him off. Don't let him see the kids. Fight to the death. You've got accusations to make. We're going to make them. And there's some kind of thing where the woman thinks that she's going to get justice and she's going to be vindicated and she's going to get, you know, her day in court. And this is just not how the system works. But it rewards a lot of this behavior. And what women do get, as we see, is all kinds of child support, all kinds of alimony, And they do get their pound of flesh, where they're able to make it really difficult for the man for years. They can poison the children. They can make things really negative. And this is something that guys, you know, are always shocked by. And guys always tell me, I don't know how this happened. I don't know why she got this way. Well, I think personally that this is very much in the nature of female thinking and of female physiology. I don't think that necessarily a woman even knows she's going to do these things. But this is something that is very connected to a lot of the hormonal stuff, a lot of the life changes, a lot of the life cycle things, like having children and getting older and so forth. And so, you know, if you think that you've got your little unicorn and it's not going to happen to you, you're going to be the exception, you are absolutely, absolutely kidding yourself. And I got to finish this by saying, Tom, aside from who won the debate, sitting there and listening to that bitch who sounds like everyone's worst mother-in-law. Okay.
I don't want to take it down that road.
I'll tell you something, Tom. If I have to listen to her for 4 years giving press conferences, I'm going to throw my TV out the fucking window. Okay? Anyway.
I don't like her either, but...
Did you hear that voice?
Of course. I've heard that voice for 25 years.
Well, I don't want to be threatening, but I had some bad thoughts about her yesterday.
Don't even talk about that. Seriously.
Anyways, but you got to see. And you got to remember, okay? And this is, by the way, you know something, Tom? This is a great thing. You know, they say check the factory, right? Apparently, you can go to Silicon Valley and you can go see Teslas being put together at the Tesla factory. They have like a tour. I really want to do this. I'd love to go with you, Tom. But
I have passed through Fremont.
Fremont, there you go. No, but I want to go to... Times. You actually can go and watch it. I think that would be fascinating.
I've never watched the factory in action. I've just gone there to charge my car.
All right, well, come on. That's scratching the surface here.
Well, the problem is when you get out of the tour, you're in Fremont, California.
Well, they must have, you know, sushi or something.
Which is like...
There must be a McDonald's. We'll bring Dino.
Oakland's good neighbor.
I got stuck in Oakland a few times. It wasn't the end of the world.
Yeah,
the real question is, when you look at the factory, okay, you're dating the daughter, okay? You have got to look at her mother, okay? Because that's who she's going to become, okay?
Well, that's assuming you got to stay with somebody, and my goal is to get out of there and let somebody else deal with how the mother looks.
I understand.
And when she's going to have menopause... pass that off to someone else.
I couldn't agree more. But when you talk about guys today who are getting married in their 20s, and they are, and they're continuing to do it, okay, you've got to look at her mother, and you've got to say to yourself, is this woman insane? Is this woman nasty? What's this woman's attitude? How is she aged? Does she look good for her age, or has she put on 100 pounds, you know? There's a big difference. Even in her 40s or 50s, does she still wear makeup? Does it look like she's still trying? You know what I mean? Is she still relating to the father if he's around? You know, does she, you know, you can tell. Does she look like a woman that has sex? Or she's just like pissed off watching her daytime soap operas or whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And there is a big difference. And I think that absolutely true, that the biggest mistake that you can make, and it's almost like the wrong word to use. Women use this word. It's like investing. The biggest mistake that you can make is being with a woman long enough that these things are actually going to start happening, where she's going through menopause and she's acting crazy and there's no getting away from her because you're married.
It's like buying an old used car. The older those cars get, the more maintenance they require.
That's absolutely right.
You're always better off with a fresher, newer model.
If you lease a car, and I know you're not a big fan of leasing, but you're getting the first couple of good years of the car. You know, to keep it for the, you know, to the bitter end is a big mistake. And when you think about the reality of dealing with this crazy person, and you know, I'm trying to be kind to women. It's not even her fault. That's the joke. She's got hormones that are crashing or going up or going down or whatever the hell's going on. She is crazy, and it's something that she probably herself is suffering with. That's when they talk about hot flashes and vertigo or I don't know what. But the point is, this is something that a woman suffers through. And the question you have to ask yourself is, do you really want to be with her dealing with this? You know, Tom, I had this this friend who's in her late 40s, and she started getting her period, like, every week, okay? And she had, like, fibroids, and she had all these female issues. So she was, like, bleeding all the time, sick all the time. You know, when you bleed, you're losing protein, so she was, like, anemic. She didn't have any energy. She couldn't get out of bed. This went on for years. You want to be her fucking husband? Seriously? Jerking off in the shower like in that movie? What's that movie called? Kevin Spacey?
Which one?
American Beauty.
American Beauty, yeah.
When he's masturbating every morning in the shower. This is the highlight of my day. You want to be that guy?
Yes.
You want to be that guy with your crazy wife in bed having a six-month-long period?
Not me.
Sounds like a real drag. And I think that this is what Pitt figured out. This isn't working for me. I'll see you later.
Understood.
But that's just my opinion. I could be wrong.
Got it. Yeah. That's Adam Sachs, of course, family law attorney Adam Sachs, and he is here to answer your questions. Here's some free legal advice for you. So whether you're separated or thinking about getting a divorce, maybe you're in the middle of a botched divorce, maybe you are in a situation where you're worried about child custody, child support, vagina money, maybe you're thinking about getting married and you want to know about a prenup. Maybe you are married and now you're getting nervous and you're thinking about a postnuptial agreement. Or maybe you just got a restraining order. Could be any of those things. Marriage is so romantic. Anyway, call us at this number right now. 901-3000-TOM. 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-866.
The entire Tom Likas experience in your pants.
Get the app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. With family law attorney Adam Sachs in studio to answer your legal questions. Free legal advice for you at 901-3000-TOM. That's our telephone number. 901-3000-TOM. Call in and talk to Adam right now, 901-3000-866. By the way, I just got my hands on my postseason Dodger tickets. And I have literally got two seats behind the visitor's dugout on the first baseline for every single postseason game that could possibly be played. I've even got tickets to the wild card series. And it's actually not a series. It's one single game, isn't it? Yeah, it's one single game. The Dodgers will not even be playing that game. But I've got them all. I've got a strip, two great seats for every game. And in order to raise money for the new normal, I'm going to take the highest bidders. I'm going to take you to the game with them. And if you would like to go, just go take a look at all the information by going to sitwithtom.com. Sitwithtom.com. That's where you go. Sitwithtom.com. Adam Sachs with us in studio at 901-3000-TOM. Family law attorney Adam Sachs here to answer your question about separation, divorce, child custody, child support, vagina money, all those things that come up in that romantic world. You loved her, loved her, loved you, or loved her. She
so
thought you were
romantic.
The funniest.
Yes.
She thought you were the funniest, the best, the coolest. And then when she got you roped in, and you know what happened, right?
She loved that pile of pizza boxes.
Right. You're no good anymore.
You're not funny.
What do you think? You're funny? Yeah.
Your cooking sucks.
Right.
You're ugly.
That's right.
I actually saw some texts the other day that a woman sent. She said, "You're a small dick motherfucker."
Yeah, that's the one they always haul out.
Love the dick, huh?
Well, you know, they thought your dick... Remember how they told you your dick was the biggest dick they'd ever seen?
The greatest thing ever at one time.
Oh, my God. Your dick is unbelievable. And then once they're fed up or once they want to collect their cashola, their cash of gifts and prizes, And suddenly your dick's not so big anymore.
And all the orgasms were fake. That's another favorite.
You thought they were busy thinking about the convicted felon they were dating before. While you're fucking him with that little light switch of a dick.
I love it. I love it.
That's what happens. It's, love is just so inspiring, I must say.
It is definitely overrated in a lot of different ways.
There's no doubt about that. And by the way, I now know of cases. There are people who split up and then never actually get divorced. What's going on with that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, Tom. There's a guy that they just had a whole article about. I posted this on my Facebook. He lives in Iowa. And this is so classic. These people get married. They're together for a year or two. But, you know, women are into, like, what, starter husbands or whatever. So
right.
She got pissed off, and she split. And he didn't even know where she was. Now, this is not some, you know, movie star. This is just some regular guy. I think he's a truck driver or something. Not the most sophisticated guy in the world.
Right.
And so he's just never filed for a divorce. You wouldn't believe how many people do this. And so he's still married to her, technically. Here it is 15 years later, okay? He hasn't seen her in 15 years. He doesn't know where she is. He probably wouldn't even be able to recognize her anymore. He hasn't seen her in 15 years. But they're still married legally. He never took care of it. So what happens? She gets pregnant by some dude. He wouldn't know this. He hasn't seen her in 15 years. She has a kid. She goes on welfare. The welfare comes after him. Now, legally speaking, and this is not a joke, every child that a woman has is presumed to be the offspring of her husband. So even though this guy has not seen her in 15 years, they're still married, and so therefore that child that she just had with the guy who's now in jail is presumed legally to be her husband's kid. And so they come after this guy. Okay? And he gets papers in the mail, and they start garnishing his wages, okay, to pay support to a child that couldn't possibly be his, but only because the child was born while he was married to the mother. And here it is, like, he hasn't seen her in forever. That's the kind of things that go on. And I get a lot of...
I got a letter from somebody recently, Adam.
Yes?
A listener who said that he's been divorced for a long time, and I'm talking 10 years or more.
Right.
And that suddenly he started getting money taken out of his bank account. His wages were being garnished. And he didn't know why. And
right.
Then he found out why.
I'm afraid to hear.
Well, the wife that he never divorced
right.
went on with her life and started having kids without him.
Right.
And he was presumed to be the father. Now, is that a hopeless case? Are you stuck?
That's,
or is there any way to get out of that?
That's very tough. And do you remember, Tom, there was a case we read about in England where the guy actually did get legally divorced. And years later, 10 or 15 years later, he ends up really doing well in business and making millions of dollars. And the ex-wife reappears and wants a share. And she says that, you know, he used to be my husband. I should get some of the money from his business. And the courts were handing it over to her.
Right.
Okay. I mean, we have a society and a legal system which is geared very much toward protecting the rights of women and children. And this is considered, you know, God's work. So when a woman comes in and she says, oh, poor me, I don't have money for my baby, I'm living in the street, I'm a loser, what am I going to do? You know, they say, well, we got to stick it to somebody. Oh, wait a minute, she has an ex-husband. Oh, she has a guy she's still technically married to. Perfecto. He's got an income. Let's garnish. You know, the issue of justice and fairness and whether it even makes sense that he's paying for a child that's not his, that doesn't necessarily very much enter into the thinking. And it's really harsh. A lot of these people come up with these results that they cannot believe. And a lot of times you do stupid shit. You know, Tom, I got to tell you this one. This is a classic. You talk about avoiding single mothers. Okay, ready for this now? I had the woman call me. Okay, she lives in, this is like a year ago or so. She lives in West Hollywood in one of these, like, apartment buildings, okay? I'm picturing Gary as her neighbor, okay? And she's a single mother. She had a baby with some fucking asshole who abandoned her, and he's in prison, and he's a loser, and all that good stuff. Classic story. Anyway, so she has this guy that lives across the hall, and he's really nice, and he's an old friend of hers, and, you know, she knocks on his door once in a while when she needs an egg or something, right? She's, you know, knows him, friendly, whatever. So she ends up wanting to go out and doing things, and this guy is kind of lonely or whatever, and so she asks him if he can watch her kid, because she's got this little kid. And, you know, he's a nice guy. He's not a child molester or whatever. And he likes the kid. The kid's cute. So a couple of times she leaves the kid with him, and he watches the kid, and the kid, you know, sleeps on a little cot or whatever. And he plays with the kid, and they, you know, watch TV together, whatever kids do. And he just, you know, thought this was really sweet and, you know, basically being a good neighbor. So this woman calls me. They've been doing this for a number of months. She wants to know if she can sue him for child support. How's that?
I am speechless.
I mean, talk about ungrateful, entitled, right?
Right.
And, but don't forget, she's calling me to be my client, right? So I'm trying to reason with her, you know? I had to say it to her a couple of times. I said, wait, so what are you telling me here? You know, you're telling me that this guy was really kind to you. Oh, he's so nice. He's so sweet. Yeah. And he's helping you. Yeah, he's helping me. He's so sweet when he helps me. And he's watching your kid for you so that you can go out and party. Yeah, you know, sometimes a girl just needs to have fun, and I feel so cooped up in my house, and he's been so terrific watching my kid. And, you know, and he's such a nice guy, and the kid likes him. They have such a good time together. I think he should pay child support. I'm like, wait, where did that last part come from? You know, it's like almost like pin the tail on the donkey. It's like, you know, you're it, right? Tag, you're it. It's like somehow, you know, the women have disconnected the aspect of who the father of their child is. And it's sort of like not even, you know, it used to be like the new man or the man you're dating and he's going to be the stepfather. No, not at all. Here, she just knows this guy. And in her mind, as a woman, she's entitled. She should have money given to her. Okay, this guy likes the kid. Therefore, he should pay. And when I was saying to her, you know, you have, the kid does have an actual father. And, you know, he's a, you know, in her mind, he's a piece of crap. She's cut him off. She never wants to see him again. She doesn't want the kid to ever see him. She was talking about changing the kid's last name so that it won't be attached in any way to the father, the natural father. But in her mind, and this is what we've talked about before, and I've talked about this on the show in the past few weeks, the kid essentially is a dog. And the dog just meets a new family, and now he loves the new family. And that is the cruelest, sickest, stupidest thing. And women really, really believe it. And when you
know,
talk about...
You know, in some Catholic countries like Ireland, and I believe at one time France, there was no divorce.
Tom, of course not. What do you mean in some Catholic countries? That was classic Catholic doctrine. That's where Protestantism came from.
The church controlled these countries so much. That the law of the land was the law of the Catholic Church.
Absolutely. And Ireland was until recent times, until they joined the European Union lately.
So there were years and years where guys would leave and they'd stay married.
That's absolutely correct. I saw a documentary at one time, maybe 10, 15 years ago, of an Irish woman who was married to a guy. She had like a son or two. And this guy was a drunk and a loser, whatever. He disappeared. And she's still married to him, technically. And there's no divorce. She's already living with another guy. Technically, they're not married. I mean, it's sick, you know? But the idea, I think, of the Catholic idea, I hate to tell you this, I think it was actually correct. It was probably a good thing at one time because it made a woman take marriage seriously, which meant that if you got married, it wasn't a starter husband. It wasn't some screw-around thing. This was ordained by God, and if you really believe in God and you believe that God ordained you with this person permanently, then there's no kind of always looking for an upgrade. My experience, as we've talked about with women, is they're sitting around with you looking at the door to see if someone better comes in. And here, essentially, God has ordained that you're with this guy, And if he doesn't make enough money, and he isn't tall enough, and he isn't good enough, tough crap. He's your husband. You're stuck with him. And therefore, you have to be invested in that relationship, and you have to find a way to make it work. And you can't just be a jerk and leave him anytime you want, or throw him out, or, you know, have a lesbian affair or whatever. And if you're in menopause and you're pissed off and you're having mood swings, too bad. He's your husband. But, you know, we've turned that all upside down now. And as we said, all the woman has to do is pick up the phone, dial 911, and the game is over. And that's it. That's how it is today.
We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with Adam. He's going to tell you how you can get in touch with him. If you are thinking about a divorce, you're heading down that road, maybe your lawyer is botching things up. Now, Adam's man, you need to talk to him. We'll give you the way to get in touch with him coming up next.
Don't let your smartphone be a dumbass. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
It's the Tom Likas Show. And we are here with Adam Sachs. Adam, how do people get in touch with you?
Well, you can call me toll-free. 1-800-340-7320. That's 1-800-340-7320. Check me out on Facebook and online at www.adamlawyer.com. And you can send me an email, which I really like and appreciate, and I answer them personally, adam@adamlawyer.com.
That's all good. Don't forget, if you missed your chance, call Adam and talk to him live. Adam is here every Tuesday with a bonus hour of the Tom Likas Show. Join Adam coming up just about every Tuesday. It's 6 p.m. Pacific time, 9 p.m. Eastern time.
iHeart, this app, a lot more. Download the Tom Likas app now.
901-3000-TOM. This is the Tom Likas Show.
From the New Normal Newsroom, it's news for guys. I'm Gary Dino.
Yes.
Another one of them fappening dudes has pleaded guilty in court in Illinois today. Our friend, apparently, responsible for...
letting me see a lot of chicks that I wanted to see naked.
Bingo. Talk about Kate Upton and Jennifer Lawrence.
Check.
Boys, Majerzyk, some shit like that.
Yeah, I don't even want to try that one.
Apparently used a phishing scheme to illegally access more than 300 Apple iCloud and Google Gmail accounts.
That's where he pulled some photographs and other private information from more than 300 victims, including those high-profile female celebrities that we talked about.
Eddie Majerzyk. That's his name. Hope Solo was one of the chicks, too. We've all seen those pictures. Basically, it looks like he's pleaded guilty, but not... with the intent of distributing these to anybody or trying to sell them. He only admitted to doing it for his own pleasure.
It worked.
You think he got pleasure out of it? I bet he got a ton. A couple of burglars caught having sex after they broke into a home.
Well, it was the ultimate rush, I guess.
It sounds like a lot of fun.
Right.
Apparently, Jamie Barnes of South Memphis went away for the weekend. When she got home, she found two people banging her house. And they apparently ransacked the place as well. I wonder what was more fulfilling. I have no picture of the broad, so I don't know what she looks like.
I wonder if they were in the same position that Timson walked into.
Right.
Came into this studio.
Never to be unseen. Berks County, Pennsylvania,
yes.
High school teacher Stephanie France Lucky is her last name. 37 charges with having inappropriate contact with a 17-year-old male student.
Wow.
Bring it.
I wonder what they do over there in the Berks.
Yeah. Conversations between the teen and Lucky turned sexual in nature at some point. She sent the victim 5 to 10 partially nude and nude photographs of herself. She also sent video recordings of herself performing a sexual act, which I'd like to see.
So do I, because Lucky has, it looks like she has bigger breasts.
Yes. And, yeah. Lucky apparently make out with a friend in the classroom itself after school. That's not bad. Who's the lucky one in this relationship?
Right. She's over there in Richland Town. Mm-hmm. I've been to the Richland Town Mall. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
In Altoona, Iowa, a woman facing charges after police say she shared nude photographs with a minor through Facebook. This is a crazy situation. Charlotte Elaine Casares, 46, she's in a relationship with this dude, right? They're going back and forth, accusing each other of maybe, you know, being abusive. So dude says to her, you know what? I'm going to post a picture of, I'm going to post a video of us fucking. And she's like, no, wait. I'm going to beat you to it. She sends the guy's son.
Oh.
The guy's son, her ex-boyfriend's son, through Facebook. Pictures of her nude, pictures of him fucking, and all this stuff. Not
there's
a good one.
There's a small problem.
Yes.
He's underage.
He's a fucking minor.
Yeah. Oh, that guy must have just licked his lips with excitement.
Right.
When he knew exactly at what point that she screwed up. Mm. You can't be doing it.
Right. And speaking of nude, you see how your boy Tom Brady's spending his suspension?
He ruined my Twitter feed at some point.
He's over there in Italy Giselle. And I understand they're like laying out in the sun, but what does he got to get nude for?
I could get it if she does, but
right, she didn't. She had a bikini on.
Yeah.
He had board shorts on. At some point, he took them off.
Well, he went to Michigan, so it explains a lot.
Michigan. What does that mean?
University of Michigan.
Yeah, what does that mean?
I'm not a fan.
Well,
it means he goes out with a hot chick, and he's the one who gets nude. Right. Dope.
He's got it all backwards. It's plenty more news for guys.com, and of course, you can find our podcast at GaryAndDino.com from the New Normal Studios in Burbank. We're back to the Tom Likas Show right after this.
This is the New Normal.
They got the lobster fest going on.